You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farad. Coming up on our summer music series set list, we'll hear from Minneapolis singer Caroline Smith. She'll tell us about her musical transition from folk to neo-soul music.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news, the Wisconsin News Roundup.
A report released this week called into question a state tax credit program for manufacturing and agriculture.
Also this week, a ruling by the Supreme Court changed an abortion law here in Wisconsin, and Senator Ron Johnson is continuing his fight against the regulation of vaping.
Robert Mentzer joins us now for more on those stories. He's a storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be back.
Let's start with that Wisconsin Budget Project report. It came out earlier this week looking at the state's manufacturing and agricultural tax credits. So what was said in this report?
Yeah, so it turns out that there's tax credit has been a giant boon to some very rich people. It is the credit was passed in the 2011 budget, and it has been phasing in over time since then, and next year it will be sort of fully phased in. It will allow people to claim 7.5% of their income from agricultural or a manufacturing company as a credit against their personal income tax. So what it'll do is it'll wipe out the state income tax for a huge number of people, including thousands of people who earn over $1 million a year, and there will be a tax cut of a total of $21.5 million all told will go to just 11 taxpayers in Wisconsin, all of whom make more than $35 million per year.
What was the original reasoning behind these tax credits focused on manufacturing and agricultural industries?
Well, so this was the Wisconsin is open for business era. Republicans had come into office and they wanted to do a lot of different things to try to spur the economy. And there was not, they weren't wrong. Like hiring wasn't good and the economy wasn't doing great at that time. So it's, the charitable reading is that this was part of a larger effort to spur hiring in the economy. It's just that I think that when you really get a look at just how regressive this particular tax credit is in the way that it's been, in practice, I think that's where a lot of the criticism comes in.
Is there any indication, at least from this report or from the response to it, that maybe some jobs are created? The people who saved this money then invested that money in these kind of businesses and created the kind of jobs the state was trying to create?
Sure, that's the argument, and the state's head of the Department of Revenue, Richard Chandler, noted that manufacturing job growth in recent years has surpassed the national average, and that is true. But it's very iffy, and I don't think the staunchest defender can claim that that there's some kind of direct correlation between this particular tax cut and that manufacturing job growth. I think that's a hard case to make.
And have Democrats been running with this issue?
Yeah, so, as you might imagine, it's right in their wheelhouse. This came about because Assembly Representative Gordon Hintz, who is a Democrat, requested that the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, the nonpartisan sort of number-crunching agency, break down the effect of this particular tax credit by income levels. That hadn't been done previously, so there would be like large round numbers on what the tax credit was costing the state, but not who specifically it was going to. So this is, absolutely. This is a sort of tailor-made for Democratic talking points.
In national news this week, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a Texas law that required abortion providers to, among other things, have admitting privileges at area hospitals. The next day, an appeal from Wisconsin and Mississippi was denied by the Supreme Court, kind of following on that ruling. How does this all affect us here in Wisconsin?
Right, so this is a landmark ruling for the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn those Texas laws. Texas, like a lot of states that are controlled by Republicans, had passed a bunch of regulations on abortion clinics, and one of those that had passed some similar regulations was Wisconsin. The stated goal of all of those laws, including admitting privileges, but also extending to a number of other types of regulations, was supposed to protect the health and safety of women who were receiving services at those clinics. But critics and now the majority of justices on the Supreme Court contended that the real purpose was basically to close abortion clinics or to limit access to abortion. So Wisconsin's law had already been struck down in a federal appeals court, but in a different federal appeals court, the Texas laws had been upheld. So it was sort of up to the Supreme Court to resolve that, and this week they resolved it, and that means that that Wisconsin's appeal of its of its ruling also was resolved the next day, and the laws are unconstitutional.
It's our weekly Wisconsin News Roundup with Rob Mentzer. Rob, response here in the state, first of all, from state officials who were defending this law.
Certainly there is a committed and passionate group of anti-abortion activists in Wisconsin, and they continue to that is an animating issue and an important issue to a lot of people. So I don't in no way are they sort of intending to throw in the towel. I think that we've seen in state budgets cuts to Planned Parenthood funding, and that's something that that Governor Walker specifically has favored. And I think that there's also the continuing kind of hearts and minds discussion around the abortion issue, because it is it's a charged issue, and it's one that that inspires really very passionate activism on both sides.
And then finally, Rob, this week we learned a Wisconsin senator, Senator Ron Johnson, has become a key player on the issue of government regulation of the vaping industry. This is reported in the Journal Sentinel earlier this week. Why is Senator Johnson a big part of this story?
Yeah, so Senator Johnson, this is a post by the Journal Sentinel's watchdog reporter Daniel Bice on his watchdog blog on the sort of personal interaction of Senator Johnson's close relationship, fondness, just sort of a professional affiliation with the right-wing talk show host, radio talk show host Vicky McKenna. Johnson said in a podcast that his campaign put out that that he loves Vicky McKenna and wants to help to fight for a cause that is dear to her, which is keeping the Food and Drug Administration away from e-cigarettes.
Right, and the idea being, she said that e-cigarettes helped her quit smoking, helping other people quit smoking. Some experts saying it doesn't seem to be that helpful compared to other quit smoking aids. It's a live issue, though, it sounds like, in Wisconsin and around the country.
For sure. People love it. I think a lot of people have an intuition that vaping, which is a practice of getting high on nicotine by breathing in sort of water vapor instead of smoking a cigarette, people intuit that must be less harmful because there isn't smoke and tar and stuff. But the truth is that there have not been any long-term scientific studies of health effects. And so, in general, public health types tend to argue that it needs to be regulated and, frankly, socially stigmatized a lot the same way that tobacco smoking is. But that, that is certainly it is government regulation, and that is government meddling. And so, from the conservative point of view, that is something to be fought against, and that's a cause that Senator Johnson has taken up.
One to watch, Rob. Thanks a lot for joining us, as always.
All right, thank you.
That's Robert Mentzer with USA Today Network Wisconsin, helping us recap the biggest stories from around the state in our Wisconsin News Roundup.